What's your occupation, current and or past? Educator and a happy, tired mom of two children. Who inspires you, real or fictional? The Tree Inn, The Giving Tree, by Shel Silverstein. Please list any current and or past committees or organizations you've been a part of in your career. West Vancouver School District Settlement Worker in Schools, 2013-2018, Cultural Facilitator for West Vancouver School District IPALS Program. Parents as Literacy Supporters, 2014-2022, West Vancouver Memorial Library Board Trustee, 2014-2022, West Vancouver Library Foundation Director, 2017-2019, West Vancouver Scouts First Group Committee Member, 2016-2022. What are your school board priorities for the next term? 1. The well-being of our students and staff. 2. Shifts around assessment and reporting to better address the educational outcome. 3. Inclusion and engagement. What do you think the biggest challenges in education today are, and how will you work to tackle them? Resistance to change. The goal of education is to prepare our students for a changing world that at present, we can't even imagine due to the exponential development of technology. Making changes to learning methods is difficult because no one wants to risk the success of our students. Schools and educators usually are ahead of the parents, but education extends beyond school walls. I'll endeavor to engage with as many the community partners with open-mindedness, respect the differences and build a mutual understanding, so we can work toward the common goal of raising a responsible, creative and resilient citizen of the future. Why do you want to serve as a trustee for the next 4 years? I have two children who are currently enrolled in our school system. I'm passionate about education. My foreign education background and immigrant experience enabled me to examine our school system from a fresh perspective. I hope my story can inspire everyone, including the new immigrant families, to be actively involved and fully engaged in important decision-making in their children's education and well-being.